We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. Good afternoon. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and this is Iowa Public Radio's Classical Music in the Afternoon. And Kurt Snook is letting us borrow the studio with the help of IPR's Phil Moss and Tony Daner. And we're going to bring you musical highlights from the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's production this weekend of Mozart's Don Giovanni at the Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids. And the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater production will be under the baton of their founder and artistic director, Daniel Kleinknecht, with guest director, Bill Ferrara. And Bill has Iowa connections. Before he went to the University of Oklahoma, he served on the UNI music faculty, directing the UNI Lyric Theater and UNI musicals. Also appearing but not with us today, bass Ruben Casas, who will be presenting the part of the Commendatore. And Don Giovanni will have an adult chorus made up of Cedar Rapids Opera Theater young artists and adults from the community, as well as dancers from Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. We're very fortunate to have joining us in IPR Studio 1 this afternoon seven of the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater star singers, joined by pianist and Texas Tech University professor of choral and opera studies, Dr. John Hollins. Joining us today is baritone Christopher Burchett, who will be singing the title role of Don Giovanni, along with Lee Poulos, baritone, who will sing the role of Don Giovanni's servant, Leporello. Donna Anna, the daughter of the Commendatore, and his promise to Don Ottavio was supposed to have been sung today by Danielle Tanamontes, but regretfully she's ill, but we're so fortunate to have joining us her understudy, Michelle Price. So thank you, Michelle, for joining us today. Somewhere she's here. Oh, there she is. And tenor Jonathan Blaylock portrays Don Ottavio, who is engaged to Donna Anna, and the lady Donna Elvira, who was deserted by Don Giovanni, will be sung by soprano Veronica Matina. Soprano Jessica Prey will present the role of the Zerlina, and the peasant Mazzetto will be portrayed by bass Samuel Wright. Welcome, and thank you all for coming today. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's get started by meeting baritone Lee Poulos, who is performing the role of Leporello. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Lee. You're from New York.
I am from New York, recently relocated to Los Angeles.
And because now, of the weather? Or
A lot of it because of the weather and the scenery and the terrain. It's really a great place to live.
So how does a political science major who graduated from Harvard become a singer?
Well, I always loved opera, but I wasn't sure if I could make a career at it. And I also liked journalism and following politics in high school and college. But then somewhere around the middle of my time in college, it seemed like something I should pursue based on, you know, auditions that I sang for and had some success at.
Now, you were in several young artist programs. Tell us about those.
The first program that I was in was the Music Academy of the West in Santa Barbara, California, and that was my introduction to California, actually. And then after college, I was in the Washington National Opera Domingo Kayfritz Young Artist Program for several years, and also in the Marola Opera Program at San Francisco Opera.
Well, Opera News has referred to you as virile and heroic, and the Minneapolis Star Tribune described your voice as a dark baritone, rich in color. And your career has just recently started taking off. Tell us about some of these things that are going to be happening for you just this next year.
Oh, I'm very excited to make my main stage Carnegie Hall debut in the spring in an oratorio by Hindemith as a soloist. And also I'm singing my third production of Dr. Atomic as Oppenheimer, but this time in Spain. I've also sung it in Germany and Finland. And then later in this season, my role debut as Eugene Onegin in Palma de Mallorca in Spain. This is very exciting. I'm really, really excited.
Now, with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater, you're singing the role of Leporello, and have you performed this role before?
I have not, and it's been a lot of fun because I don't normally get to play comic roles, and it's just fun to really indulge that side of my personality through this part. And I'm usually, you know, a joking around kind of guy, but the roles that I play don't really allow much for it. So this has been a lot of fun.
Well, tell us about Leporello, because he's kind of an interesting guy. On one hand, he kind of hates Don Giovanni, but on the other hand, he's kind of envious of him. Tell us a little bit about your portrayal of that role.
Well, Leporello, you know, he's the servant and he loves to watch, but he also likes to live vicariously through Don Giovanni's exploits. You know, he's born not a noble like Don Giovanni, but he gets to hang around with a nobleman like him and all the privileges that gives to him. I get to, it trickles down to me too. And sometimes though I enable him and sometimes I'm his accomplice. But I kind of don't think about that too much because the money's so good.
Tell us about the catalog aria you're going to be singing for us right here next with Dr. Hollins at the keyboard. Tell us a bit about what he's talking about with this.
Well, yet another woman is just distraught over how Don Giovanni left her, and I'm like, oh, here we go again. You know, yet another one to console, and then, but this time I'm like, well. You know, this is Dona Elvira is the one who is just totally distraught, and she's also a noble woman, so I'm like, look, let me explain to you how this is really what this is really all about.
All right, well, let's hear this explanation.
Madamina, il catalogo è questo. Delle belle che amo il padron mio, un catalogo e che ho fatt'io. Osservate, leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. In Italia 640, in Lamagna 231, 100 in Francia, Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1003. Van fra queste contadine, cameriere cittadine, va contesse e baronesse, Marchesane, principesse, evenone, d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. In Italia, 640. In Lamagna, 231. 100 in Francia, in Turchia, 91. Ma, in Spagna. In Spagna son già 1003. Per queste contadine, cameriere, cittadine, vacontesse, baronesse, marchesane, principesse, evandoni d'ogni grado, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. Vuol d'estate la magrotta piccina, la 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 piccina, è ogni orvezzosa, è ogni orvezzosa, è ogni orvezzosa. Delle vecchie fa conquista per piacer di porla in lista, ma passion predominante è la giovin principiante. Non si picca se sia ricca, se sia brutta, se sia bella, se sia ricca, brutta, se sia bella, pur che porti la gonnella. Voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete quel che fa, pur che porti la gonnella, voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete, voi sapete quel che fa.
Baritone Lee Poulos with John Hollins at the keyboard performing the catalog aria from Act One of the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's upcoming performances this weekend of Mozart's Don Giovanni. And thank you so much, Lee. That was wonderful. Well, now we're going to speak with the person who's singing the title role as the corrupt and wicked nobleman, Don Giovanni, and that will be baritone Christopher Burchett. And Christopher, tell us about yourself, where you're from originally.
I'm originally from eastern Kentucky, right in the Appalachian Mountains, coal mountains.
And how did you decide to become a singer?
It kind of happened a lot like Lee, actually. I went to school as an engineering major, mechanical engineering major, but I loved singing. I loved acting. And so I got a little money to sing in the chorus at the school and made a lot of friends in the music department. And a friend kind of pushed me to do some auditions. Those auditions went well for me early on. And it kind of realized I could have a career doing this and made the switch.
No kidding. Great decision. We're glad you did. Now, you have had a bit of performances with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater. Tell us about some of the roles you've sung here.
That's right. I was here in 2000, the year 2000, I believe, for the world premiere of Too Many Sopranos by Edwin P. Norwood. And then I came back, gosh, I don't know, maybe 6 years after that to do Elixir. I sang Bel Cuore in Elixir of Love here. Then, yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back and for such a great role to boot. Now, your voice has been described as rich, no-holds-barred baritone, which I guess if you're going to play the character of Don Giovanni, that's the kind of voice you need to have. Now, you have sung all across the United States and Europe, so you really have established your career, and you've also done a broadcast with PBS.
Yeah, I did a few years ago. I did a B minor mass with a group in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The broadcast won an Emmy. It was really great production of B minor mass there.
Well, tell us, you seem kind of like a nice guy. So how do you get into this character of Don Giovanni? And have you played this role before, and what do you try to bring to it?
Yeah, this is the a lot of baritone parts in this show, so the chances are great that I will have done it before. This will be the third time I've done Giovanni and the seventh time I've been in a production of Don Giovanni. But you have to find, in every role you do, you have to find something that you respect or that you appreciate. And with Giovanni, you know, he's obviously got a lot of, let's call them character flaws. But one that he doesn't have is that he sticks by what he believes. Even in the face of death, he won't budge. Is maybe a little pig-headed, maybe, but he doesn't waver from his beliefs, which you have to kind of have a little bit of respect for.
I see. Well, we're going to put you on hold for a few minutes because we'd like to introduce a few of the ladies of Don Giovanni here. And performing the part of Zerlina is soprano Jessica Prey. And Jessica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm originally from Johnston, Iowa. This is my third production with Cedar Rapids Opera Theater, and so it's my third time being a young artist, which is a really great opportunity. I'm still a senior at the University of Iowa and graduating in May and then going to grad school, hopefully, next year.
And you have sung a whole bunch of roles in University of Iowa opera productions.
Yeah, yeah.
And as well, you have you appeared with the Old Capitol Opera's production?
Yeah, Old Capitol Opera is a new company in Iowa City. It's our first opera company, and we actually it does operas and musicals, and so I was fortunate enough to be cast as Roxy Hart in Chicago the Musical. I love doing musical theater as well, so it was a great time for me to do some of my dancing skills and belt a little bit.
Now, last summer you sang the part of Pity Sing with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater at Bruce Moore, and also you covered Frasquito with Carmen.
Yeah, Frasquito was my first introduction to Cedar Rapids Opera Theater, and I was really fortunate enough to, as a young artist, you learn from the principals and get really good experience in seeing how a professional opera company works. So the summer production was a young artist production, so we were all young artists, and it's paid, which is really exciting, and then this is my third production with them, being a principal singer, but still a young artist.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't let people know that you were Miss Iowa, too. She's quite beautiful, and we're very fortunate to have her here today. Well, tell us, you are this young woman, but you're swayed by Don Giovanni. Tell us about the role you're singing.
Yeah, Zerlina is a peasant who Don Giovanni meets on her wedding day to Mazzetto, who's another peasant. And he sees her and immediately is drawn to her, and of course he wants her. So we sing a beautiful duet, which we'll hear later, in which he successfully seduces Zerlina, and she forgets about Mazzetto for the time being.
And she's going to be marrying him, like, supposedly later that day.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty funny how it all works out, and this just goes to show how suave Don Giovanni is and how many times he's done this. And for him, you know, seducing a bride on her wedding day is no big deal. It's just a lot of fun.
And how vulnerable your character is as well.
Yeah, she's been an interesting character because I think she's a lot more complex than she appears to be. You know, when I first looked through the score, I was like, oh, you know, she's kind of a, you know, one-sided character. But the more I've discovered is she has her dirty side too, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll be hearing about that, I guess, later. And if you go to the performance, you'll find out about that. We have another soprano that we'd like to talk to, who is also part of the cast, who is playing the role of Donna Elvira. And this is soprano Veronica Matina. And tell us about yourself, Veronica. You're a native of Russia.
Yes. Hi. I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Russia. And now I live in New York City, but actually my first destination when I came to the United States was here in Iowa, University of Northern Iowa. So particularly I came here to get my master's degree. It was an exchange program, and I graduated in 2000 from here. So this is my first time after all those years. I'm here in my alma mater.
Well, it's great to have you back in Iowa, and
thank you
so much. And you've worked then with guest director Bill Ferrar as well.
No, I haven't. We didn't interlap. So, yeah, he was, I think, there a little earlier, and he left at the time when I was there.
Well, recently you've been singing a lot of lead roles. You sang the lead role of Tosca, and you've done Mimi and La Boheme and Tatiana and Eugene Onegin. Tell us a bit about those.
This is more of my comfortable zone. Puccini and Tchaikovsky, Russian rep, obviously. It was fun to sing those roles, and I really enjoy exploring actually different part. I've done Rosina, the Countess in Marriage of Figaro. So Mozart is and actually Fiordaligi back in school. So not my first Mozart heroine, but first Elvira.
Tell us about Donna Vera. She was abandoned by Don Giovanni. Tell us about this character.
Don Elvira is very, very interesting character to portray. Yes, she was abandoned, but I think she refuses to believe that she is of no interest to Don Giovanni any longer. And she's very much of on the mission to nonetheless to save Don Giovanni's soul and to lead him on the right path. And also, I think Don Elvira is very interesting because she's a very good representation of drama giocosa, which is drama and comical opera at the same time, which Don Giovanni is. And her character is mezzo carattere, which is half character. So she has to be dramatic as funny as at the same time. So out of these three leading ladies in the opera, Donna Anna, Donna Elvira, and Zerlina, I think Donna Elvira kind of lies right in the middle. So she's a connection between those two, the funny and the dramatic.
Well, let's get our other singers up here. And we're going to start with an aria from Act One that features Don Giovanni and Zerlina. And then this segues right into the following aria for Donna Elvira. So you want to just announce what you're going to be singing here? This is an aria from Act One, a very famous aria.
Yes, this is the duet La Tierem La Mano, where Giovanni is seducing Zerlina.
La tirarem la mano, la mi dirai di sì, venino de lontano, partiam ben mio da qui. Vieni mio bel diletto,
Andiamo, mio bene, andiamo. Le pene a ristorar con innocente amor.
And the wonderful aria there, that featured Christopher Burchett and Jessica Prey.
This is actually Donna Elvira's aria right now. Yes, and it's called A Fuggi Traditor, and Donna Elvira is talking to Zerlina, and she's trying to save her from Don Giovanni.
Veronica Mattina singing the role there of Donna Elvira. And right before that, we heard from Christopher Burchett along with Jessica Prey. Now we're going to hear a bit more from our wonderful villain, Don Giovanni. Christopher, tell us about this short Act One aria that you're going to be singing for us next.
Yeah, this is Fin Calavino, the champagne aria nicknamed. And it's a good representation of how manic Giovanni can be. He hasn't really had any conquest in the. In fact, in the stretch of the whole opera, which roughly takes place at one day, he never actually has a conquest. He speaks of something later in the second act, but never really anything that you see. And he's been thwarted by Elvira. He's with Anna in the beginning. Nothing really maybe happened. And so, but he's not down. And he comes back up, and he's just hyped up on, I don't know, sex.
All right. That sounds very contemporary. Let's hear this aria.
Fin Calavino, galla da tesa, ora che festa da febbrar, seta per piazza, qualche ragazza, ecco quella cerca menar, ecco quella cerca menar, cerca menar, cerca menar, senza colore la tazzia, chi il mignotto, chi la valia, chi la lemana, fare barà, chi il mignotto, fare barà, chi la valia, fare barà, chi la lemana, fare barà, e Dio fratando dal loro canto, con cosa quella uova già, uomo reggia, uomo reggia. Alla Melisa, donna Mattina, d'una decina devi metar. Alla Melisa, d'una decina devi metar. Se tu piazza qualche ragazza, ecco quella cerca me no. Alla Melisa, donna Mattina, d'una decina devi metar. Se tu di loro dei lanza sia, il mignotto, chi la valia, chi la levana, pare però. Mamma Martina, una decina devi metà, una decina devi metà, una decina devi metà, devi metà, devi metà, devi, devi aumentare.
Christopher Burchett singing there. there the title role of the scoundrel Don Giovanni from Mozart's opera. Now we're going to turn to tenor Jonathan Blaylock, who portrays Don Ottavio. And thank you so much for joining us today. And tell us
Thank you, Jacqueline.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You're originally from North Carolina.
It's true. I'm from North Carolina, and I come from a very musical family. My mom teaches piano. My father helps to lead music in church, at least he did when I was growing up. And all five of us, my brother, sister, and I, and our parents, used to tour around and sing together in churches. And I always sang in choir and played the piano, but I didn't actually start taking voice lessons until my master's degree. I was studying to get a master's in choral conducting, and I aspired to be the next Robert Shaw. But then I started taking voice lessons and kind of fell in love with opera.
Well, we're glad you did. Now
I am too.
You made your debut with the Opera San Antonio singing Fantastic Mr. Fox and ended up as one of the top 10 musical events of the year. And the New York Times called you one of the most comedic classical music highlights in your performance in The Barber of Seville. And the San Francisco Chronicle said your performance was one of the top 10 musical events in the Bay Area for 2014. So you're really doing quite well.
Well, keep talking.
And this summer, you're going to be back in Iowa, and you're going to be presenting the servant part in The Abduction from the Soralia with the Des Moines Metro.
I am going from Nobleman and Don Giovanni to servant in Abduction, but I'm happy to be singing Mozart either way.
Now, you are going to be singing a different kind of role in Don Giovanni. Have you sung this role before?
I actually have twice. I did in Tel Aviv and then in Reno.
Wow, that's an interesting combo. And you were just mentioning before we got started here that your brother is also singing this role in a couple of months.
He is. He's singing it at North Carolina Opera in April. And this is going to be his first time tackling the role, but I'm sure he's going to do a great job. I hope to catch the performance.
Well, tell us about this aria that you're going to be singing for us and kind of your role in this opera.
Well, I feel that Don Ottavio in the show Don Giovanni kind of represents the moral heart of the story. He's the only one who really is deeply and unwaveringly good. He has a very upstanding character, and I'm not sure why I got the role, but just kidding. He says to Donna Anna at the beginning, she's just lost her father, and he says, I will be your father and your husband, and he will do anything for the woman that he loves. He will do anything to stand for what is right, and he hopes to avenge Donna Anna throughout the show, and they keep talking of vengeance. He never actually gets his chance, but the aria, Il mio tesoro, is when it's kind of Don Ottavio's mad scene, as close as it can get to that, and he says that he wants to avenge the death of Donna Anna's father. He doesn't get that chance, unfortunately, in the show, but he is ready to go.
All right, well, let's hear this marvelous work.
Tesoro intanto andate, andate a consolar ed è bel cio il pianto cercate di asciugar cercate 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 di asciugar cercate di asciugar ditene che suoi torti a vendicar io vado non so voglio tornare
il mio tesoro intanto. Andate, andate a consolar, e del bel cio il pianto cercate di asciugar, cercate, cercate, cercate di asciugar, cercate di asciugar. Ditele che suoi torti
Jonathan Blaylock singing there the role of Don Ottavio. And now we're going to be hearing from his fiancée. Thank you so much, Jonathan. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus. And we're very fortunate now to have an understudy with us. This is the first time we've had an understudy who has come forward. And thank you so much for coming to our rescue today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Soprano Michelle Price is joining us. She's a Canadian, and she is going to be filling in today for her colleague who is a bit under the weather, Danielle Talamantes. So we wish Danielle well and wish her a speedy recovery. Mm. Tell her, give us just a smidge of a background about yourself. You have a doctorate in piano performance, and yet you're also working on a degree in voice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I grew up in also a musical family. My mother taught voice and piano growing up, and I did my undergrad studies in Canada, and then I went down to the University of Oklahoma for my doctorate in piano performance and my master's in voice performance. And I will be finishing that master's this May.
And then you're going to go out and meet the world and have
conquer the world.
That's right. With all these wonderful vocal arias and things that you're going to pieces that you're going to be singing. Well, tell us about this role of that you're going to be playing of Donna Anna. This is a, I would think, kind of a hard role.
It's heartbreaking. We don't know if she was raped or not by Don Giovanni. It doesn't really say. So it's left up to us to decide. She is betrothed to Don Ottavio. And I think with her father dying and the attack of Giovanni on her, it has traumatized her. And she is very torn between her love for Ottavio and the vengeance of her father's death. And really her whole life has just crumbled. And so she's recovering the entire opera to get that back.
So tell us briefly, or set the stage for this aria that you're going to be singing for us.
This is in the second act. This is Non mi dir. Don Ottavio and her and Anna have had this discussion, and he says to her, crudele. And she says, no, I am not cruel to you. And then she goes on to sing of her love for him and how someday heaven will look down upon her and have favor on her someday.
All right. So, Michelle, let's hear this.
Okay.
Okay. Michelle Price singing there the role today of Donna Anna, and a wonderful performance and standing in today for our ailing Danielle Talamantes. And thank you very much, Michelle, for coming and doing that for us. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 here on the UNI campus, and we still have Bass Samuel Wright joining us, and he's performing the role of the peasant Mazzetto. And tell us about yourself, Samuel.
Well, I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and currently I'm based out of Columbia, Missouri, where I'm at the university there finishing my studies.
And you really didn't know you wanted to be a voice major when you first started college.
No, I originally was an education major, thought I was going to teach, and then I had some great teachers who pushed me in the right direction and found myself in this field and have enjoyed every second of it since.
Now, in 2013, you were the second place winner in the Nats Central Regional Competition, and you've done some performances with Show Me Opera. I mm-hmm. can't imagine what state that's from, and Opera in the Ozarks. So what has been your experience singing this role of Mazzetto with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater and getting to work with all these fine singers?
Oh, this has been absolutely incredible to get to work with all these professionals who really just... They bring great character to what they do. They really, it's just been a pleasure. And then to be able to perform Mazzetto is just wonderful.
Now you get to work with Daniel Kleinknecht and John Hollins and Bill Ferrara. And how has that been to have these coaches in there as well?
It's been great to kind of see the ideas that they've had. And they, you know, the first evening we were all here, they presented kind of the ideas of what this production was going to be. And it's been really interesting to kind of see all of these ideas slowly and surely come to life as we've worked through this.
So how do you feel when your dearly beloved is flirting with Don Giovanni? Are you a bit miffed about this?
Well, Mazzetto, he's a very fiery character, quick to anger, and very, very jealous. So he spends much of the production fairly upset, whether he's being walked all over on by Giovanni or upset with Zerlina for being so easily seduced on their wedding day.
Well, let's bring the rest of the crowd back, the rest of the singers, and they are going to perform for us the finale from Act One, because they all get to be a part of that. And several folks, fill us a little bit in. Give us a short synopsis about what's happening in this finale, because there are sorts of several conversations going on at the same time.
Yeah, there's basically it's the... There's two things mainly happening. One is I'm trying to get Leporello to keep Mazzetto busy so that I can again pursue Zerlina. And secondly, the three noble characters, Octavio, Elvira, and Anna, have entered masked so that their identity is not known. And they enter the party. They know who they need to pursue now. It's me. And they've come to get me, come to call me out, and Leporello and I escape at the end.
Well, you and Leporello were kind of planning and plotting, too, what the plan is going to be for the seductions, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to... We're very excited about the party itself. It's going very well. Everything's going as planned, and I'm sending... I don't think we're actually going to be getting to it today in this little snippet, but I'm sending Leporello to occupy Mazzetto.
All right. Well, let's hear this marvelous performance with all seven singers, with John Hollins at the keyboard.
Posate pensate ragazze, infrescatevi bei giovinotti, non la lente per verso le pazze, non la lente a scherzare ballar. E il caffè, cioccolata,
Angelina, giudizio,
sorbetti, contenti,
Angelina, giudizio,
troppo dolce comincia la scena, innamoro potrei terminarsi, innamoro potrei terminar.
Pur fa Gabriella d'Ancellina
sua mamma
ricorda fa festa
si può cara gendo da Sandrina
tocca perché mi cana da testa
ma io Mazzetto mi posso col nodo pronto si può questa far
Mazzetto mi passa la luna
Mazzetto mi passa la luna
ricorda fa festa
la cervello
pronto si può questa far
tocca perché mi cana da testa
ma Mazzetto mi passa la luna per mi sa che cervello da far
si può questa far
Mazzetto mi passa la luna
Mazzetto mi passa la luna Mazzetto mi passa la luna
Wonderful. It's been marvelous to have the seven star singers here today from the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's production this weekend at Mozart's Don Giovanni. And you just heard the finale from Act One, and that performance featured the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's performance. Singers, baritone Christopher Burchett singing the title role of Don Giovanni, performing the part of Leporello, baritone Lee Poulos, soprano Veronica Mattina appearing as Donna Elvira, presenting the role of Don Ottavio was tenor Jonathan Blaylock, and filling in today as the part of Donna Anna, we had soprano Michelle Price. Appearing as Zerlina was soprano Jessica Prey and bass Samuel Wright singing the role of Mazzetto, along with Dr. John Hollins performing at the keyboard. A big round of applause for John because he did a magnificent job. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the campus. And John, any pearls of wisdom that you'd like to add about the performance that you'd like to say?
It's one not to miss. Come see it. It's just fantastic. What a stellar cast. Fantastic music making. Maestro Klein Connect Orchestra Iowa. Bill Farrar's vision. Everything is so spectacular. So don't miss it.
Thank you very much. Don Giovanni's opening night is this Friday with the pre-opera talk given by guest stage director William Ferrara. The pre-opera talk starts at 7. Don Giovanni starts at 8. That's at the Paramount Theater. And then they're going to do it again on Sunday afternoon with the pre-opera talk started again with William Ferrara. That starts at 1 p.m. with the opera starting at 2 with members of Orchestra Iowa and the Cedar Rapids Theater's artistic director and conductor, Daniel Klein Connect, on the podium. And we want to encourage everyone to attend these performances. And if you're unable to make it, Iowa Public Radio will be there. We are going to be broadcasting live on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. a performance. And Dr. John Hollins is going to serve as our co-host. So we're very excited to having him there. And I'm sure you all would like to know how to get tickets. You can get tickets by calling 319-366-8203 or go online to orchestraiowa.org. You can find out more information about the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater by going to their website at cr-opera.org. And we'll be putting a podcast of this on our website tomorrow. You can hear this entire performance again at iowapublicradio.org. You've been hearing a sneak peek of this performance. And just ahead this afternoon, more wonderful music presented by Iowa Public Radio's Barney Sherman. Program thanks for today's musical glimpse of Don Giovanni and the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater goes to Christopher Burchett and Lee Poulos, baritones, soprano Veronica Mattina, tenor Jonathan Blaylock, Michelle Price and Jessica Prey, sopranos, bass Samuel Wright, and of course to Dr. John Hollins at the keyboard. board. We also wish soprano Danielle Talamantes a speedy recovery and a great career ahead for all of our wonderful singers, and we really appreciated them coming today. Iowa Public Radio thanks goes to producer and engineer today, Phil Moss, as well as IPR's Tony Daner and student assistant Nick Carlo. And thanks also to IPR's music director, Al Scherz, and the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's Daniel Kleinkonect, Virginia Mikulicek, and Tony Nickel. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum. We've had the great honor today of presenting members of the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's Don Giovanni cast here on Iowa Public Radio Classical. Thanks for listening, and we're going to close this hour with the concert overture from Act One of Mozart's Don Giovanni, and this performance features the Scottish Chamber Orchestra under Sir Charles Mackerras.